Alrighty, we're back and let's get stuck right into this. In going through all this, I've pulled a lot of material out from all sorts of places, and I've pulled out some material that I wouldn't dare put up here because, quite frankly, I do like walking on terra firma. and let's not wave that flag just yet. But we've got some interesting things going on all over the country. I mean, the banks are being ridiculous, wanting to get rid of cash and all this sort of stuff, and the ATO want to do madder things. But let me go back here in a minute and drag up a very contentious issue, which I think you'll find a few points in there you may not have known, maybe you did, but I'll guarantee if you share these videos, boy, oh boy. You're going to be called a lot of funny names. You really are. Could be good fun, though. Anyway, let's bring this up. So let's go to part four. Remember what I said before about terrorism, how it behaves with fear, and they just keep, bulldozing fear at you and controlling you and all that sort of stuff. Terrorists. That's what terrorists do. All right? Now think about government's behavior over the decades. Martin Bryant, Tasmania, get rid of the guns. Martin Bryant was innocent. During a phone conversation with Keith Allen Noble on the 26th of May, Graham Derrick Collier, right, reconfirmed the innocence of Martin Bryant. He was not the man who shot me. He was not the man who shot me. The eyewitness and the victim of the shooting inside the Broad Arrow Cafe at Port Arthur's historic site first confirmed this innocence in his witness statement given to Tasmanian police on the 7th and 8th of May of 96. He said he was not the shooter. Eyewitness. Now, down here, this is Larry Hannigan's website that leads to these documents. And I would suggest go and have a look. Don't believe me? Go and have a look. Now, you've got to understand this smiling assassin here, he knew it was going to happen long before it started. Long before. Now, don't choke on your beer. Just move along here. The gunman, this is the statement, the gunman seemed about 20, had long blonde, bedraggled hair about 3 to 4 inches below his shoulders. He looked like he might have had a lot of acne, a pitted face. I think I probably would identify him if I saw him again. Martin Bryant was almost 30 at the time of the massacre. He did not have hair below his shoulders. He did not have a pitted face, as confirmed by his mother and by original images. See pages one, Tasmanian police interview video. For statements by other eyewitnesses, for example, the picture I saw in the newspaper was not the same person, confirming Martin Bryant was innocent. Read Mass Murder Official Killing in Tasmania, Australia, second edition, and it's all there on Larry's site. Now, look at this. This truck was purpose-built, and this is the ad that they went to sell it with after the event. Vehicle for sale, genuine inquiries only. Yellow Chevrolet 350 V8 truck with a refrigerated body holds 22. That truck was designed to hold 22 corpses, right? This vehicle was primarily used as the disaster vehicle at Port Arthur Massacre. This vehicle is currently for sale and all reasonable offers will be considered. The vehicle has value not only as a refrigerated unit for body removal, it is the only one of its kind in the entire country. They built this on the mainland to be able to hold 22 bodies for a disaster, supposedly, and then shipped it to the smallest state with the smallest population a few weeks beforehand. Right? And again, there's a website. Go and dig it up. Right? Go and have a look. Now, this is a thing about a book about deaths in custody. Now, Dr. Gregory Georgiadis is a long-term researcher of racism, deaths in custody, and unnatural deaths. He is also an advocate of prison reform, restorative justice. His words quoted above relate to injustice, which has been inflicted on Black Indigenous people for centuries by racist whites in Australia. That's his words. But the official psycho political incident in the state of state terrorism in Tasmania in 1996 has led to the worst injustice of modern day Australia. Now, think about what he said there, but the official psycho political incident of state terrorism. I've been telling you they're terrorists, right? 35 people were fatally shot and 23 wounded, and that no judicial process was initiated to determine the whole truth, and that the innocent person blamed, then incarcerated for life for the entire incident. Now, he says here he has been killed in custody. I don't know whether that's true or not. I don't. And that the families, relatives, and friends of all the victims have been denied the truth and justice makes the massacre at Port Arthur and what has ensured the worst injustice in modern times. The government could not tell the truth. And you'll see why in a little bit. Nelson Brothers in Victoria had a especially big job building embalming equipment manufactured ready for the incident. Why did the government especially order such beforehand? Don't know. Did Martin Bryant manage to get the Royal Hobart Hospital to have their entire emergency plan in place 2 days before the massacre so things could run smoothly? How did the hospital know? Did he arrange for the helicopter pilots, usually unavailable, to be available that Sunday? How did they know to have helicopter pilots available? How did the hospital know to have its emergency plan in place? Now think about this. He managed to kill the Martins of Seascape with a firearm when he was at a service station 57 kilometers away. First people were killed while he was 57 kilometers away. Now, if you believe the official version, his marksmanship was fantastic. 20 headshots from the right hip in 90 seconds. A movement of 3 degrees would have missed even at 3 or 4 meters. There are only about 100 shooters that good, better than Olympians, in the world, all done by an intellectually handicapped young man with an IQ of 66 and the mental age of an 11-year-old boy. He was a patsy. 20 headshots in 90 seconds. And he was also left-handed, not right-handed. But the shooter was shooting off the right hip. Now, here we go. Hold on to your hat. You ready for this? The whole event was planned and announced in Hansard 2 years early. Why to disarm us? Bryant was never given a proper trial. The Prime Minister, Johnny Coward, didn't prevent it. All previously arranged, and Howard should replace Martin Bryant in jail. Calls to police reporting the active shooter started at 1:32 p.m., yet police did not arrive until 4:30. The Colt AR-15 rifle used in the massacre was registered as a Victorian police rifle. How did Martin Bryant get his hands on a Victorian police rifle that was registered to the Victorian police? How did he manage that? Martin Bryant was 1 hour away in Fawcett having coffee when the first shots were fired at Seascape Cafe at 10:40. People, you've got to ask the questions. We are not an honest country. Well, we are, but our political class, I would call them pure evil. Disarm the Australian people. Look at the beautiful guns in there. There's nothing wrong with those guns. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. I was going to say one of these pictures here of these men, these two here, one's a mass murderer and the other's a young bloke in the wrong place. All right, that's end part four. We'll start part five in a minute. But right now, seeing I've had three or four beers already, I've got to go to the little boy's room. I'll be right back. Don't go away.